Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Where does each person like to go?
William, do you have a favourite place to go?
Sure. I like going to lots of places, but my favourite's the beach.
What do you do there?
I like swimming and finding shells in the sand.
Can you see the letter E? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about your mum? Where does she like to go?
Well, she likes going shopping.
Does she go shopping in the city?
No, she likes walking round the quiet streets of the village best. You've met my brother, right?
Yes, he's nice.
His favourite place is up in the mountains. He likes climbing and watching the birds.
How fun! What about your dad?
Well, he likes the old farm. He lived there when he was young.
You went there on holiday, right?
Yes. Now my uncle and aunt live there.
Your cousin lives there too, doesn't she?
That's right. But she loves to go out to the forest.
Why is that?
Because she loves the trees.
And your sister? Doesn't she like going to the river?
Yes. But that's not her favourite place.
Where does she like to go then?
The desert. She loves hot weather.
Now listen to part 3 again.
What about your mum? Where does she like to go?
Well, she likes going shopping.
Does she go shopping in the city?
No. She likes walking round the quiet streets of the village best. You've met my brother, right?
Yes, he's nice.
His favourite place is up in the mountains. He likes climbing and watching the birds.
How fun! What about your dad?
Well, he likes the old farm. He lived there when he was young.
You went there on holiday, right?
Yes. Now my uncle and aunt live there.
Your cousin lives there too, doesn't she?
That's right. But she loves to go out to the forest.
Why is that?
Because she loves the trees.
And your sister? Doesn't she like going to the river?
Yes. But that's not her favourite place.
Where does she like to go then?
The desert. She loves hot weather.
That is the end of part 3.